The Rogue Prince, or A King's Brother. A consideration of the early life, adventures, misdeeds and marriages of Prince Daemon Targaryen, as set down by Archmaester Gildane of the City of Oldtown. Here transcribed by George R. R. Martin. Read for you by Ian Glenn. He was the grandson of a king, the brother of a king, husband to a queen. Two of his sons and three of his grandsons would sit the Iron Throne, but the only crown that Daemon Targaryen ever wore was the crown of the Stepstones, a meager realm he made himself with blood and steel and dragonfire, and soon abandoned. Over the centuries, House Targaryen has produced both great men and monsters. Prince Daemon was both. In his day, there was not a man so admired, so beloved, and so reviled in all Westeros. He was made of light and darkness in equal parts. To some he was a hero, to others the blackest of villains. No true understanding of that most tragic bloodletting known as the Dance of the Dragons is possible without a consideration of the crucial role played before and during the conflict by this rogue prince. The seeds of the great conflict were sown during the last years and the long reign of the old king, Jaehaerys I Targaryen. Of Jaehaerys himself, little need be said here, save that after the passing of his beloved wife, good Queen Alysanne, and his son, Baelon, Prince of Dragonstone, Hand of the King and heir apparent to the Iron Throne, his grace was but a shell of the man that he had been. With Prince Baelon lost to him, the old king had to turn elsewhere for a partner in his labours. As his new hand, he called upon Sir Otto Hightower, younger brother to Lord Hightower of Oldtown. Sir Otto brought his wife and children to court with him, and served King Jaehaerys faithfully for the years remaining to him. As the king's strength and wits began to fail, he was oft confined to bed. Sir Otto's 15-year-old daughter, Alicent, became his constant companion, fetching his grace's meals, reading to him, helping him to bathe and dress himself. The old king sometimes mistook her for one of his daughters, calling her by their names. Near the end, he grew certain she was his daughter, Sarah, returned to him from beyond the narrow sea. In the year 103 AC, King Jaehaerys I Targaryen died in his bed, as Lady Alicent was reading to him from Septon Barth's Unnatural History. His grace was 69 years of age, and had reigned over the Seven Kingdoms since coming to the Iron Throne at the age of 14. His remains were burned in the Dragon Pit, his ashes interred with good Queen Alysanne's beneath the Red Keep. All of Westeros mourned. Even in Dorne, where his writ had not extended, men wept and women tore their garments. In accordance with his own wishes and the decision of the Great Council of 101, his grandson Viserys succeeded him, mounting the Iron Throne as King Viserys I Targaryen. At the time of his ascent, King Viserys was 26 years old. He had been married for a decade to a cousin, Lady Aemma of House Arryn, herself a granddaughter of the old king and good Queen Alysanne through her mother, the late Princess Daela, who died 82 AC. Lady Aemma had suffered several miscarriages and the death of one son in the cradle, but she had also given birth to a healthy daughter, Rhaenyra, born 97 AC. The new king and his queen both doted on the girl, their only living child. Viserys I Targaryen had a generous, amiable nature and was well-loved by his lords and small folk alike. The reign of the young king, as the commons called him upon his ascent, would be peaceful and prosperous. His grace's open-handedness was legendary, and the Red Keep became a place of song and splendour. King Viserys and Queen Aemma hosted many a feast and tourney and lavished gold, offices and honours on their many favourites. At the centre of the merriment, cherished and adored by all, was Princess Rhaenyra, the little girl the court singers soon dubbed the realm's delight. Though only 6 when her father came to the Iron Throne, Rhaenyra was a precocious child, bright and bold and beautiful as only one of dragon's blood can be beautiful. At the age of 7 she became a dragon rider, taking to the sky atop the young dragon she named Cyrax, after a goddess of old Valyria. At 8, like many another high-born girl, the princess was placed into service as a cupbearer, but for her own father, the king. At table, at tourney, and at court, King Viserys thereafter was seldom seen without his daughter by his side. Meanwhile, the tedium of rule was left largely to the king's small council and his hand. Sir Otto Hightower had continued in that office, serving the grandson as he had the father, an able man, all agreed, though many found him proud, brusque, and haughty. The longer he served, the more imperious Sir Otto became, it was said, and many great lords and princes came to resent his manner and envy him his access to the Iron Throne. The greatest of his rivals was our rogue prince, Daemon Targaryen, the king's ambitious, impetuous younger brother. As charming as he was hot-tempered, Prince Daemon had earned his knight spurs at 6 and 10, and had been given Dark Sister by the old king himself in recognition of his prowess.